says the Yotzerev of Meir HaGadol from Farmishlan, Chof Beis Av. So he's a Talmud Chavir of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And wherever he went, he would be Mefitz, Taras HaChasidus, and Darshan Alat. And it's known that when the cat of Shabtai Tzvi, you know what that is, Shabtai Tzvi? Shabtai Tzvi was a Yid, who claimed that he was Mashiach. And he made a big tumult in the world until he was finally killed. So the Baal Shem Tov asked in Shemayim, who can fight against the Shabtai Tzvi, the group of Shabtai Tzvi, the people that he left behind, who will fight against them? Because even after Shabtai Tzvi died, his movement was still around. The Baal Shem Tov came around after the movement of Shabtai Tzvi. So he said that he asked in Shemayim, who can fight against the remaining cat, the remaining group of the people who followed Shabtai Tzvi?
He's still around or
not? After he had died. He's going back 200 years. So I mean, in Shemayim, they told him, who can fight against him? Rabbi Meir from Farmishlan. So it says that once the Same Rebbe, he told the Skver Rebbe Zatzal, and he was once visiting him, he said, any time that there was a falling of Yiddishkeit and Ruchnius by Klal Yisrael, Hashem sent big neshamas into the world in order to fix the generation and to restore the covet of Klal Yisrael. So after the Spanish Inquisition, where the Jews were expelled from Spain, Hashem sent the neshama of the Arizal into the world. And after the group of Shabtai Tzvi, he sent the neshama of the Baal Shem Tov into the world. So he told the Skver Rebbe that now, after the Churban, the destruction of the Yiddishkeit in Europe, he says, we don't see that a great neshama has come into the world in order to restore Klal Yisrael from its low place. So it must be, he said, that it's the time the Mashiach is coming. He says, but the tzaddikim said, but the Sa'am Rav said that, but really he was the neshama that Hashem sent down in order to lift up the Yidden afterwards. But in his humility, he said that there's no neshamas to help, and waiting for Mashiach. So Rav Meir HaGadol from Farmishlan says the big midah by him was the midah of bitachon. He said about the midah of bitachon that it encapsulates the entire Torah. It says Bereishis Bara Lakim S. That the first letter of the Bereishis Bara Lakim S is a bez, then a bez, then an aleph, and then an aleph. And he said, this is also the Rashi Tevos of Ashrei Adam Baiteach Bach. Aleph, aleph, Beis, Beis, which means lucky is the one who has bitachon, who has trust in Hashem. As if to say that the entire Torah is all about the midah of bitachon in Hashem. The Vilna Gaon himself, the Vilna Gaon said about the midah of bitachon in Hashem, he said on the pasuk of B'tach El Hashem B'chol Ibecha, trust in Hashem with all your heart, Ve'el Binasra Al Tishayin, and don't rely on your wisdom, on your Bina. There's the pasuk of Mishlei Gimel Aleph. He writes, Hainu Shiyehe Libcha Shalim B'midas B'tachan V'la B'miksas Halev, that your heart should be complete in the midah of B'tachan and not just a little bit of your heart. Shalei Taimar Eftach B'Hashem, that a person shouldn't say that I'll have trust in Hashem, but I also need to rely on my own mind and my own counsel. So that's what the pasuk says, "B'tachel Hashem b'chol ibecha," with all of your heart. That you shouldn't even use your mind to rely upon it at all. He says, "This is the pshat in the pasuk, which it says also Mishlei in Chafkim Chafbav, that Hashem says, Tanei b'ni libchali, give me my child." Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, "Your heart." That the Gaon says that if you give Hashem your whole heart, that it will be completely good for you. He says that this pshat in the pasuk, "Tnei bini libchali," give me your heart, and then the word libcha will turn into the word bakol. So he's connecting the two psukim together. That if tnei bini libchali, that if you give me your entire heart, which is libcha, Then that other pasuk, "B'tachel Hashem b'chol libecha," that if you give b'chol libecha, then libcha turns into bakol, b'chol libecha. Then azivarech Hashem ischa bakol, then Hashem will give the entire bracha to you, bakol. Everything Hashem will give to you when you give your entire heart to Hashem. When they asked the Vilna Gaon, how should one have entrust in Hashem? He said, already David HaMelech taught us in Tehillim how to have bitachon. Because David says in Tehillim, Koch Lamed Aleph, Im lo yishivisi v'daymamti nafshi k'gomol olay ima, k'gomol olay nafshi, perish. K'mo ha'gomol ha'yonig mishta'ima, like a child who nurses from his mother, k'asha yonig di savoy, that when the child has a full nursing, Eino doig v'samalibo, he doesn't worry, he doesn't think to himself if he's going to have what to nurse in an hour or two from now. So too, a person shouldn't worry about tomorrow. He should trust about Hashem. That's called mavtichi al shidei imi. That I have bitachon, David HaMelech says on Hashem, like shidei imi, like I'm nursing for my mother, which is the way that the Yidden traveled in the Midbar. They traveled in the Midbar not knowing whether Hashem would give them man tomorrow, but they didn't worry. But they had trust in Hashem that just like Hashem is giving me man today, He's going to give me man tomorrow. The Chazal tell us, that the Torah was only given to those who ate the man, which the tzaddikim explain what it means is, those who ate the man, that they had bitachon in Hashem, they didn't know whether Hashem was going to give them tomorrow. In order for a person to be zeichet the Torah, that Hashem should give him Torah, he needs to strengthen himself in the mid of bitachon, that he should know that Hashem loves him, and that Hashem will provide for him every single day. The Vilna Gaon said about the mid of bitachon, Tzadik b'munasa yichya. He says that Bala Bitachon is the opposite of a Bal Taiva, the person who wants to have more and more. And he says, in Chavakuk Beis Dalid, U'bitachon v'histapkus heima klalim l'chol hamidos. That the midah bitachon of trust in Hashem, and histapkus of being happy with that which is yours, is koilil, it encompasses all midos of Torah. And he writes in Yeshaya, in Perek Yod, Pasukav, the bitachon hu hamayla hayoyse gedoyla. That bitachon is the gresta maila, it's the highest maila. And in Mishle Chafez Yates, he writes, the ikr nisinas Torah Lisohu, that the main giving of Torah to Klai Yisrael is, kideish yasimu bitchena b'Hashem, is in order to give us the midah bitachon. As it says in Tehillim Aleph Ayin Ches, v'yasimu be'elokim kislam, that they should put their trust in Hashem, and then to teach that to their children, as it says afterwards, l'man yedu dor acheron, that the final generation should know, v'fi she'ikr ha'kol hu ha'bitachon ha'sholem, v'hu klal kol ha'mitzvahs, he says. That all the mitzvahs are included in the midah bitachon. We'll end up with a story about Rav Meir from Pramishlan about the midah bitachon that he had. So his grandson, Rabbi Meir HaKotan from Pramishlan, he was speaking about his grandfather's great bitachon in Hashem. He told the following story. He said, one day, my father, my grandfather, Rabbi Meir HaGadol, he decided to leave his job, his store, and to sit the entire day in the Beis Medrash and learn Torah. And he did this for a very long time until they had, in his house, they had no money and they had nothing to eat. So he says, and it became very difficult in the home. One day, a Goyisha farmer came from a surrounding city and he said that he wanted to sell a flask of honey. And everybody was like, whoa, this is very special honey. They came to buy it from this guy. But he came to the city and he said, I'm only selling it to Rabbi Meir HaNeman. He was called Rabbi Meir HaNeman because he was a hidden tzaddik and everybody trusted him in his business. So even the goyim called him Meir Spravadlivai, which means like Meir the trusted one. That's what they called it. So he came into town and he says, I'm only selling this to Meir HaNeman, only to the trusty Meir. But he said, all these people were surrounding him and they said, Rabbi Meir, he's not here in the shuk today. He's not in the marketplace today. So he says, okay, show me where he lives. So he goes to his house and he goes to the Rebbetzin. And the Rebbetzin says, we don't have any money. How are we supposed to buy this from you? So she didn't know what to do. So she sent a messenger to the Beis Medrash to ask her husband what to do. So he said, you should buy it. So she went and she borrowed money. She borrowed Esther Reinish, 20 Reinish. And she bought it from the guy, this flask of honey. So Rabbi Meir came home from the Beis Medrash. So he wanted to see where this flask of honey was. So he found the flask of honey, and when he looked at it, he was very disappointed. because the flask of honey only had half of the honey. The flask wasn't full. So he said, Gamzu l'tzayva, I'm not losing my trust in Hashem over this. So he started to take apart the flask. And he says, listen, if the honey is only half of the amount, we can at least sell the wood. At least sell the wood of what the flask is made of. If I didn't just sell the flask, he said, we can sell the wood. So he said, all of a sudden, everybody became very happy. Because inside the flask, inside in the wood of the flask, there is gold coins. But still, everybody was excited. He says, I'm not using the gold coins. Why? He says, because maybe it belongs to the guy. He didn't know that he owned it. Really, this belonged to him. Yeah, without, yeah, sure. So maybe it belongs to the guy. So he refused to buy it. He refused to keep the coins. So he said that we're not doing it until we ask the guy whether these are his gold coins. So they were searching for the guy. And they finally found the guy. And they said to him, is this your flask? So he says, I'll tell you the truth. I was in the forest. And I was looking for my flask, which I had lost. And I found mine. And as I was finding mine, I found this one too. So this one's not mine. This is mine. I found it. So they told the Tzermir from Farmishlan, right? So they took the coins. And they had a lot. So he says, look what you get for having a bitachin and Hashem. Maybe the bitachin and Hashem is so great. And it encompasses the entire Torah. The whole Torah is about this. Bereishis bara lakim es ashri adam b'teach bo. Praiseworthy is the one who trusts in Hashem. So the schus of being by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, speaking about the Torahs of Tzadikim, of the Yartzeh of the Tzadik, v'shebezeiche to the mid of Yitachon, to the mid of Kehanim, schus of Yogin Aleinu, Amen.